KJAN Sports. It's time for Checkup Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look back at some weekend sports. Weekend high school sports. We'll start with girls softball play in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Harlan defeated St. Albert 14-0. Also locally, Exira EHK beating Audubon 15-1. Thomas Jefferson downing Lewis Central in 8 innings, 12-6. In softball tournament play at the Tiger Knight Tournament up in Carroll, Atlantic picked up a couple of early round wins, beating East Sac County 22-3, and Atlantic edging Gilbert 7-6. Also, Carroll beat Kemper Catholic 1-0. Kemper Catholic over Sioux City West 1-0. Carroll defeated Sioux City West 11-1. In the third place game, it was Gilbert defeating Kemper Catholic 13-5. The championship game never finished. Carroll was leading Atlantic 5-2 in that game when it was stopped due to the heat. The umpires were struggling a little bit with the heat and the warm conditions, the humidity during the course of the day. So that game, those teams agreed to just go ahead and stop that game. So the championship game never got finished in that tournament. Also over the weekend at the Storm Lake Tournament, Trainer picked up 3 shutout victories. Trainer beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 1-0. Trainer also down Sioux City North and Kingsley Pearson by identical 3-0 scores. At the Mount Air Classic over the weekend, the 7th place game saw Orient Maxburg beat Bedford 15-6. 5th place game, it was Centerville over Martinsdale St. Mary's 4-0. In the semifinals, Lennox beat Wayne 3-2, Mount Air over Murray 6-3. The 3rd place match saw Wayne beat Murray 4-3, and Mount Air took the title with an 11-10 win in the championship game over Lennox on Saturday. In high school baseball over the weekend, it was Exira EHK defeating Griswold by a final of 7-2. Abraham Lincoln edging St. Albert 4-3. Sioux City East beat Lewis Central 5-3. Clark over Bedford 17-0. West Harrison beating Westwood 13-9. Trainer, winner over Creston 7-0. And Sioux City West beat Creston by a score of 11-4 on Saturday. Well, the latest Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings are out for the week. It's Johnston on top in Class 4A. Johnston sits at 22-3 on the season. Iowa City West, Western Dubuque, Des Moines Roosevelt, and Linmar round out the top 5, followed by Urbandale, Ankeny Centennial, Southeast Polk, Dowling Catholic, and Mason City. The Class 3A rankings this week have Cedar Rapids Xavier number 1, Davenport Assumption, Central DeWitt, Marion, and Harlan round out the top 5, with Ballard, Gilbert, Bishop Heelan Catholic, Centerville, and Fairfield, the rest of the top 10. In Class 2A, it's Wilton on top with Dyke, New Hartford, and North Lynn 2-3. Trainer is number 4 with West Lyon number 5. The rest of the top 10 includes Van Meter, New Hampton, Beckman Catholic, Hinton, and Esterville Lincoln Central. Underwood picked up votes, didn't quite make it into the top 10 this week, though. Class 1A, Newman Catholic again on top of the pile with Martinsdale St. Mary's, Al Burnett, Calamus Wheatland, and Southeast Warren the top 5. Don Bosco is in at number 6. St. Ansgar and Kingsley Pearson are 7-8. Coon Rapids Bayard is at 9, and Remsen St. Mary's is rated 10th. Cam and St. Albert both received a number of votes, but not quite enough to get into this week's top 10. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Padres 5-3 on Matt Wieters' 2-run homer in the 11th inning yesterday in a game heard here on KJAN. Cardinals trailed 3-0, and they were in danger of their 6th straight loss before Jairo Munoz delivered a 2-run double in the 6th inning to spark the comeback. Manny Machado hit a 2-run homer in the 4th to give the Padres 3 players with at least 20 this season. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati outscored Chicago 8-6, Philadelphia downing Miami 13-6, Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 2-1, L.A. over Colorado 10-5. San Francisco beat Arizona 10-4. New York over Atlanta 8-5. In the American League, Jorge Soler homered and had 2 RBIs in the Royals' 7-6 victory against the Blue Jays. Soler reached base 3 times as the Royals snapped a 3-game losing streak and won for the first time in 6 games north of the border. Whit Merrifield reached base 3 times, and Alex Gordon drove in a pair to back Brad Keller, who worked 5 innings in his first win since May 22nd. Elsewhere in the American League, it was New York over Boston 12-8. Cleveland beat Baltimore 2-0. Tampa Bay down Texas 6-2. Chicago over Minnesota 4-3. Houston beat Seattle 6-1. Oakland over L.A. 12-3. In interleague play, the Nationals beat the Tigers by a final of 2-1. Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole, and four of their Houston Astros teammates will lead the American League squad at the All-Star Game in Cleveland on July 9th. Major League Baseball unveiled the full rosters for the Midsummer Showcase on Sunday, and the Astros top all big league clubs with six players. No other AL club has more than three. Alex Bregman, George Springer, and Michael Brantley will be in the starting lineup for the AL, with Verlander, Cole, and Ryan Pressly on the pitching staff. It'll be the first trip to Cleveland for those Astros since Game 3 of last year's American League Division Series, when Houston won 11-3 to complete a sweep. The Dodgers, Brewers, and Rockies lead the National League with four players each. Los Angeles contingent includes Cody Bellinger, Clay Kershaw, Hyun-Jin Ryu, and Walker Buehler. Plenty of familiar faces for manager Dave Roberts. In other baseball news, Blue Jays rookie Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is set to become the youngest participant in the Home Run Derby history when he swings for the $1 million prize in Cleveland on July 8th. The son of Hall of Famer Vladimir Guerrero will be 20 years old, 114 days when the Derby hits. Major League Baseball has confirmed that Guerrero has joined a field that includes Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso, Pirates slugger Josh Bell, and Indians first baseman Carlos Santana. The final three participants will be announced on Wednesday. Also in baseball news, police say a suspected drug trafficker offered to pay $30,000 for the shooting that wounded baseball slugger David Ortiz, who was sitting near the intended victim. National police say the alleged mastermind of the attack hired people to arrange the killing of Sixto David Fernandez, his cousin. On NBA news, Kevin Durant is on the move, Chris Middleton is staying put, and Damian Lillard is going nowhere after the NBA free agency frenzy began on Sunday. Durant says on Instagram that he's worked out a max deal offer of 4 years and about $164 million with the Nets. The All-Star forward could have gotten 5 years and $221 million from the Warriors if he stayed with the team. Middleton plans to agree to a 5-year deal worth $179 million to remain with the Bucks. Bucks general manager John Horst confirmed an agreement has been reached with Middleton. A person with knowledge of the negotiation says Lillard and the Trailblazers have agreed on a 4-year supermax extension that'll be worth nearly $200 million. The Blazers will pay Lillard $29.8 million next season and $31.6 million in 2020-21, according to the source. None of those deals can be signed until July 6th because of the league's annual moratorium. Also in free agent news, DeAndre Jordan will get a chance to play with Durant after accepting a package from Brooklyn. Agent Jeff Schwartz confirmed that Jordan was changing New York teams after ESPN reported he would get a $40 million 4-year deal. Milwaukee says they're keeping center Brook Lopez after working out a deal that ESPN says is worth $52 million over 4 years. Also in NASCAR action, Alex Bowman raced to his first career NASCAR Cup Series victory, leading a Hendrick Motorsports performance that saw the team place four drivers among the top 11. The 26-year-old Bowman had just six top five finishes in 133 starts on NASCAR's top series before his banner day on the bumpy 1.5-mile oval. He had one of the fastest cars during practice, and a rain delay of nearly 3 hours did nothing to slow him down. Kyle Larson put together another memorable run a year after he lost an epic last-lap duel with Kyle Busch on the same track. Larson passed Bowman with about 7 laps left, but Bowman quickly regained the lead and smartly navigated his way to the finish. Joey Logano finished third, followed by Jimmy Johnson and Brad Keselowski. In golf, Nate Lashley has managed to pull off a wire-to-wire win at the PGA's Rocket Mortgage Classic only after getting into the field as an alternate on Wednesday. Lashley closed with a 2-under 70 for a 25-under total and a 6-stroke victory over Monday qualifier Doc Redman. The 353rd-ranked player in the world picked up his first victory despite failing to originally qualify for the tournament. The 36-year-old Lashley's parents and girlfriend were killed in a plane crash 15 years ago. He dabbled in real estate after graduating from the University of Arizona, quit playing professional golf several years ago, and resumed playing in the PGA Tour's minor leagues. Rory Sabatini and Wes Roach each closed with 68s to finish in a third-place tie at 18 under par. And Steve Stricker's U.S. Senior Open debut was one for the record book. He closed with a 1-under par 69 for a 6-stroke victory over Jerry Kelly and David Toms. Stricker set the 72-hole tournament record with a 19-under 261, 3 better than the previous mark set by Kenny Perry at Salem Country Club 2 years ago. The 52-year-old Stricker won a PGA Tour Champions Major for the second time this year. He won the region's Tradition Tournament in May. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.